Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Smile at me and it'll ease the pain. And I think anybody that knows Eldon Scott, who is the chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue, would feel that way because whenever he smiles, it eases the pain. Good morning, buddy.
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
And it definitely helps ease the pain when I bring the barbecue, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you do. Yeah. And it's so much fun to have you here in the studio on Friday mornings. It's always sunny here when you're here, especially.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out. It's a little hot. But don't worry, folks. Summer is almost over.
Yeah,
we're into September.
This is the big Labor Day weekend. A lot of folks have Monday off, so good on you, as they say.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of cooking out and a lot of getting togethers and lots of football tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I see you wearing your dog shirt.
You got to wear it on Friday. Got to wear my red and black on Fridays.
I'm going to let you say it, man. Go ahead, say it.
Go Dawgs.
There you go. All right. That's your one pass for the season.
That's
all right.
It, right?
Go Gators. Go Gators. One pass.
No.
Go SEC. Can we get on board with that? All right. There we go.
We can do that. And there's a lot to talk about going on the SEC, but we're here to talk about barbecue. Yeah. So I don't want to go down the rabbit hole.
Well, you know, Sonny started in Gainesville.
Did it really?
Sonny's Barbecue started in Gainesville, Florida, 1968. Huh. And so Sonny was a huge supporter of the Gators. So supported the football team, basketball team for many, many years. So he was a big supporter of the university.
That's pretty neat. Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a Gator to like Sonny's Barbecue.
Absolutely not. We're all over the Southeast. That's the reason why I said go SEC. You know, we're even all the way up into Kentucky. So,
there you are. Then you get into the ACC too. So
we got one in Baton Rouge for LSU.
Okay.
Mobile, USA Jags, Tallahassee. For the Knowles, you know, we're all over the Southeast.
We got it covered,
so,
yeah.
Atlanta, you know.
Oh, and by the way, you can hear the FSU Seminoles games right here on News Radio 92.3 on Saturday. So about an hour before the game starts, they'll be here talking about the show, broadcasting live. So you can check that out on Saturdays. I don't have it in front of me, so I apologize. I don't have the game time for tomorrow, but definitely check it out.
I mean, it's like a seasonal holiday. I mean, it's like a six-month-long holiday when it's football season, right?
I love football season. It's college football, so I have to qualify.
Hey, and if you got all those big parties, nothing better than a little Sonny's Barbecue for that little tailgate party.
Nothing better than wings and beer for the tailgate.
A little beer.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you want a little buffalo chicken dip, some pulled pork.
Yes.
Hey, we make it nice and easy. Those pickup catering orders, you just call in 24 hours in advance. You can place your order online, pick up whatever time you need, and we make it easy at all of our locations. Sonny's easy button.
Okay, well, speaking of all your locations, probably let folks know where they can come by and pick up those orders.
We do have four locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We got the one location there on Highway 90 in Pace. It's about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Right next to the IHOP, if you know where the IHOP is. So, and so we got those two restaurants there. We have the one on 9th Avenue, which is on 9th Avenue.
9th Avenue. 9th Avenue.
Yeah. The one on 9th Avenue is on 9th Avenue.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what street it's on.
Okay. It's Friday.
Yeah. Just south of Creighton Road is what I meant to say. Just south of Creighton Road, right there next to the airport runway, tucked back behind the AutoZone. Nice little quaint location there. We do have a banquet room there also. So we got those holiday parties that you're starting to plan because, hey, it's September. And guess what? December will be here before tomorrow. It will be here quicker than you can probably imagine. So go ahead and get those rooms reserved. And no cost for the room.
Okay.
It's a great deal. So just the cost of the food. So we'll get you all taken care of at those banquet rooms.
Someone just texted in. If you have a question for Eldon about Sonny's Barbecue, 850-437-1620. The question is, do you have TVs at your store so I can watch the games?
We do have TVs at all of our bars. So we have a few TVs at every location there at the bar. So you can watch the game, sit at the bar. Buy one, get one free draft beers.
Get out.
It's back.
Even during football season,
buy one, get one free draft beers. So come and get at you an order of wings. Have you a nice, cool, cold beer and enjoy the game. So
now we're talking.
Yep. Yeah. So all the locations do have a little bar. And, you know, we have a small selection of liquors, but, you know, draft beers, buy one, get one free all day, every day.
Okay.
Yep. Our Navy Boulevard location also does have a banquet room, so we can host up to about 75 there. And then our Pine Forest Road location, technically on Shelley Road, tucked back behind the Cumberland Farms there just south of I-10.
Okay.
So four locations. Yeah. So All of the locations do catering. Do catering.
I might want to rephrase that.
Yeah, I don't know. Offer catering. There we go. Yeah,
there
all
you
of
go.
Our locations offer catering, so get you taken care of for all those tailgate needs, whatever it may be. So mm-hmm. we'd love to check you out, to take care of you.
Yeah.
So check it out at sunnyscatering.com. I'll get it right today.
It's all good. And I will tell you, and I mentioned this before on the show, but we have different restaurants that will come and cater our monthly employee luncheons.
Yep.
And so our staff meeting. And we had Sunny's this last meeting, and it was just fantastic. It really is the fan favorite around here,
it
I
is.
Have to say. Because it really
is.
Makes it easy. He comes in,
sets
it all
shows
up. And then we can focus on business, and we have a good lunch, and it's really great. It really is.
Yeah. And enjoy always coming and hanging out.
Oh, yeah. We always have a good time.
Awesome slow smoke barbecue from Sunny's.
So. There you go.
Yeah, everybody always does seem extra excited when I'm here with barbecue for the lunch.
I know why. So Eldon is here. He is our chief kindness officer, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And trust me, he is an expert on Sunny's barbecue, no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. So if you have a question for him, text it on in at 850-437-1620. But keep that number handy, because right towards the end of the show, we will also be doing a giveaway today.
Yep.
What are you giving away today?
I'm going to do a little $50 gift certificate, Meg.
Little is not the right word. That's a lot.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
Enough for almost a family feast. So almost get you covered on a family feast, but definitely get you covered on several meals.
And excellent.
It's a good giveaway. So stay tuned. We'll be giving that away here in just a few minutes. So,
I always have fun keeping up with Eldon on Facebook, because he does a great job on social media. This young man is out and about everywhere all the time. So have you got anything going on this weekend, or are you going to get a little bit of a break for Labor Day weekend?
Might actually get a little bit of a break. You deserve it, my friend. Got a couple things tomorrow, I believe, mm-hmm. but I don't have too much, going on. So stores will be busy for sure, but Me myself, there's not too many events going on, because everybody's taking off. When everybody's taking off, I somehow get a little time off too. So that works out. That's good.
Now, we have a few listeners that I'm sitting here laughing out loud. So we had a listener send in a question. They want to know, where's the 9th Avenue location? Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Very funny. Super excited to have Sunny's Catering today.
Hey.
So I'm not sure. I don't have the name attached to this, but there you go.
Yeah,
so.
Got a couple caterings going out today.
Excellent.
Feeding a couple football teams, and how the back-to-school time goes, so it's a lot.
I love it. And you can comment or send in a question at 850-437-1620. I guess my question for you is, are we still in the summer menu? Is there still a last chance this weekend?
It is. I know a couple weeks ago I made a little misquote on when the fall menu was starting. So
right?
Fall menu is not starting until the 14th, and so we still are in the summer menu right now. And so summer menu is running a couple more weeks. And so you can still get those cherry cola pork burn-ins. Those are still on the menu. I was in the cantina, I believe is what y'all call it here, the cantina.
Right.
And Will Kennedy, who does the morning sports talk show, was in there. And he was talking about he loves the cherry cobbler egg rolls. So
good.
He's from Texas. He said it reminded him of home, how they kind of do some hand pies over in Texas. So those cherry cobbler egg rolls are Will Kennedy approved. How about that?
Well, someone just texted in. Any new desserts coming our way?
Yeah, we got for the fall menu, we got the pecan pie egg rolls are going to be the fall menu dessert. So pecan pie egg rolls.
I can't even imagine how good that's going to taste. I've never had those before.
Yeah, you know how that pecan pie's got that caramelly filling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mouth-watering already.
Mouth-watering.
But that's going to be on the 17th,
14th?
14th. Yep. Okay.
Switch over. Yep.
So in the meantime,
just a little bit longer. So
take advantage of
those
great
cherry cola pork burn-ins.
Cherry cobbler.
The brisket mac and cheese. We got the tangy vinegar barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that one still. So definitely check that one out. And then that dessert, those cherry cobbler egg rolls.
It's really good.
Don't miss them before they're gone.
So I do want to mention, because I know right now parents and grandparents and folks are just crazy busy with soccer teams and this and that.
Everybody
and
running
and
here, there, and everywhere, getting those schedules set.
If you need a break, I love that they do this. Eldon, tell them what you do on Saturdays for the kids.
Every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So just bring those kiddos in. Get a free kids meal with every adult entree that you purchase. So swing on through to Sonny's Barbecue, bring those kiddos, and let them enjoy some of those baby back ribs, barbecue beans, or mac and cheese, mm-hmm. whatever their favorite is. And we do offer hot dogs and hamburgers also for
there
the
you go.
Kids. So we have a kid's burger.
Because they can be
which
finicky.
Which is really good. Kids' hamburgers are really good.
Okay.
I actually had somebody ask the other day if we do – I actually had the opportunity to speak yesterday at Southwest Rotary Club. Uh-huh. And they asked me to speak there. And somebody had asked, do we do burgers?
You do.
Because Southwest Rotary is the club that puts on Burger Battle by the Bay.
Right,
and
of
so
course.
We talked a little bit about us competing there. One second place People's Choice and second place Judge's Choice. Shameless plug.
Just saying.
Shameless plug. But then we do offer burgers at Sunny. So it's a great burger. Fresh, never frozen, 80-20 ground chuck. It's got our own burger seasoning on it. Grilled
Stop.
Fresh to order. Your lettuce, tomato on those good brioche, those like brioche buns that we have.
So, so good.
You know, if you hadn't had one of our burgers, definitely check it out. It is a good quality burger. So,
okay, got another question from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. Where can I get a recipe for your amazing peach cobbler? Is it a secret recipe?
It is a secret recipe.
Oh gosh,
you don't give away all the.
It is so good.
Stuff. It is
peach
good.
Cobbler is so.
It
good.
Is a pretty simple recipe. I will say it is a pretty simple recipe.
Peaches.
Text me. I won't give it on air. 850. If you're listening,
850-418-3331. Okay.
Shoot me a text, and I would be give you the quick rundown on how we make our peach cobbler.
Wow.
I won't give the exact recipe, but I'll give you the quick rundown. It is pretty simple, honestly.
Okay.
It's really
well,
good.
You remember where you heard it.
People will be surprised how simple that peach cobbler recipe. You know, so they say sometimes the simpler things are, the better they are.
That's very true.
It is a very simple recipe.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be texting you this afternoon.
Meg texting in her own question. Come on, Meg. You can't be plugging the show like that.
Hey, now. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you just joined us, Elton Scott is here. He's here every Friday with us, and he is the chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue. And as I've said many times on the show, I just appreciate so much the guests that we have who are all not only promoting their own businesses but also do so much in the community. And I have to say that Eldon is out and about. Sonny's has a real presence in our community and in Pensacola and the surrounding, you know, Northwest Florida and all over the state, really. But especially for us here, you're here at so many of the events and especially charity events. So thank you so much for your service to our community, because you do go above and beyond.
It really is a lot of fun getting to, you know, hang out and support and do all the things in the community. There's so many great causes. You know, I was at the butcher shop. Kevin Green, who's owner, used to always say, there's no shortage of good causes. They're all great causes. There's so many of them. You just got to find what, you know, you're interested in and what you're, you know, wanting to be involved in. So many in the community, and glad to be able to do what we do at Sonny's and support so many different organizations. Actually, this morning we were at the Greater Pensacola Chamber. Good morning, Pensacola.
That's right. Today is
the
day.
We had
the
breakfast there this morning. Yeah, shout out to Florida Blue, Leslie and Hong. They do such a great job representing Florida Blue here in the community, and they do so much. They do a ton too for the community. I think they said Florida Blue does like $24 million in givebacks a year to the state of Florida. So they do an amazing job. Joe from Take Stock and Children.
Okay.
I'm mixing people up. I think the barbecue catering I'm doing this afternoon is for MacArthur. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Joe from
Take Stock with Children.
Not Take Stock with Children. Escambia County School Foundation.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Kidding, right?
It's all right.
All the things, Meg.
All the
organizations.
Got a long list, I will tell
so
you that.
They were the nonprofit spotlight this morning, and so it was good to hear from them. And all the schools in Escambia County are A schools at this point.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, or the county is rated as an A county. So
a lot
that's
of hard
great,
work has gone into
a lot
that.
Of hard work. So great to hear that. So.
Well, we're blessed. We live in an amazing place with so many nonprofits, so many people supporting them, all of our volunteers. We've got the arts here. We've got football. We've got hockey. We've got baseball. I mean, we have it all. And then there's this thing called the beach.
Yeah, that part.
And the Blue Angels. Oh, yeah. We've got everything.
And, you know, this might be a shameless plug, but Sonny's Barbecue.
I was just going to say, and
I mean, we got
on
four
top of
Sonny's
all,
Barbecue here.
Sonny's Barbecue.
You know, we got four Sonny's Barbecues.
All right,
here.
Buddy. Speaking of Sonny's Barbecue, we do this every Friday.
Yep, let's do
so
that
I think
giveaway.
It's time for the giveaway. Yep. How do you want to handle it today?
Let's see here. The fifth person to text in football.
Ooh, okay.
Is going to win that $50 gift certificate.
Okay, so all you got to do is text in football, the word football. You'll be the fifth person that texts in. Please be sure to include your name, and if you could throw in your email too, that would be great. And then I will reach out to you and tell you how to get your prize.
Make it nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Make it nice and easy. Fifth person to text in football. So let's talk a little bit about the what,
and
you know,
for
the catering.
$50.
Okay. Yeah,
$50.
You can use it in a restaurant. You can reach out to me. You can use it towards the catering, whatever best serves your needs. So let's talk a little bit about how we cater. We like to say we have three ways that we cater.
Mm-hmm.
We do pickup catering. So you got that tailgate, and you just need a little pulled pork or some wings. We got that great deal on wings. It's 50 wings for $59.99. It is a great deal. So you can take advantage of that. Just need 24 hours notice on that to be able to make sure we have our pit masters smoking plenty of wings for you when you need them. So you take advantage of that for the football season. And they're big, meaty wings, too. They're not these little tiny, like, pinky finger up, you know.
We won't say the name of made the mistake of ordering wings from somewhere else, and I was regretted it immediately.
And I forgave you, Meg. It's okay. Don't do it again. Just don't do it again. But, you know, great wings. Then we also do delivery. So you can place order. We typically ask for about a 48-hour notice on delivery, catering deliveries. That way we can make sure we have a driver scheduled to get it there on time when you need it. So, hey, you're eating lunch at 12, you need it there at 11:30, get it set up. We can definitely accommodate that and make that happen.
All right, we have a winner. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Yeah. Set up and serve catering. So everything from setup to cleanup, we can do everything. We're actually doing the chamber annual meeting next Tuesday. So we're going to do a prime rib. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
So we'll bring the whole team out, do everything, set it up, clean it up, and do all the service that you need. So, all right, winter time.
Okay, the question was just be the fifth texter that says the word football. And we had so many people texting in this morning. So thank you guys so much for listening to Pep Talk. And our winner is Ricky, spelled with an I, R-I-C-K-I. And the last four digits of the phone number is 4060. So, Ricky, you just won. Eldon, what has she won?
Ricky won a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue.
And that can go a long way for your family weekend.
If I had to guess, that's Ricky and actually doing a catering for her. She's feeding the teachers at Brown Barge Middle School. So
okay.
If I put two and two together, that's probably her. So we're
that's it. She put Brown Barge Middle School.
There we go. Shout out to the teachers.
I love it. Her texts are woohoo and super pumped. Ricky, I will send you a text after the end of the show with all the info on how you can pick up your gift certificate. But congratulations to you. And thank you, everybody, that texted in this morning, because really we got a bunch of texts that came in. So thank you so much.
It's always fun.
We appreciate you listening.
Lights light up in the studio when the texts come in.
All right, my friend, we got a few minutes left. What have you not talked about today that our listeners and our Sonny's Barbecue fans need to know about?
We have not talked about that awesome drive-through special on every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one free pulled or sliced pork sandwiches at all the locations. Every location does have a drive-through, so just swing on through and take advantage of that great deal.
That's a good deal. There's something else we haven't talked about that I use all the time. The Sonny's Barbecue app.
That's right.
So the app is something super handy. I have downloaded it into my phone. I also have a credit card there, so it makes it really easy. You don't necessarily have to do that, but it does make it easy, and I earn those reward points.
Yeah, if you don't want to add your credit card, all you have to do is just scan your receipts,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to get credit for all those points.
Mm-hmm.
More barbecue, more free barbecue. It's a win-win.
Life is good.
Yeah, it's a win.
One thing, too, I will say, just as a side note, is that with things getting so expensive these days, I have to say that y'all have done a great job of keeping your prices affordable.
They work really hard.
It makes a big difference.
They
and
really
so
do.
When they say it's a dinner, like the dinner for four, I would say it has to be heavy eaters for people who are big-time eaters.
Yes.
You could probably stretch that a little
it's
more.
Quite, that family feast is a feast indeed. It's a whole chicken, pulled pork, brisket, turkey, your three-pint sides. I mean, it's your bread, your gallon of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, We say 4 to 6, but, you know, that's 4 to 6 healthy portions.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's definitely generous portions. Okay, got a comment in from one of our listeners. Johnny just sent in with pictures, no less, of some yummy-looking barbecue right here. Oh. He says, I just took my dogs to the Sunny's on 9th Avenue, which I do weekly, and I love the wings. Thanks for the outside picnic tables. And then he sent us a picture of his dog with a big smile on his face.
Nice.
Why do I have a suspicion that dog might be getting a little taste of those wings?
I'm going to say chances are good.
But that's great because you can bring your dog and sit outside, which is awesome.
We got the picnic tables there at that 9th Avenue location. We have some at the Pine Forest and Pace location also.
I wish you could see the smile on his dog's face. I suspect when dogs are funny. They know when they're going to the vet, right? They're not too excited. They get very weird. And then they know that they're going to go to Sunny's. I bet you that dog's... smiling all the way up 9th Avenue.
I'm sure.
No doubt about it. Okay, so the weekend is here, folks. If you're getting on your way to work, you just have a few hours to get through, and then you can maybe take a lunch break and go to lunch and have a little Sunny's barbecue, or you can wait and pick up something, order something to pick up for the fam tonight, ladies and men, so you don't have to cook, and you can get a nice dinner for the whole fam. And then I would go ahead and order those wings for the game-watching party tomorrow. Your whole schedule taken
that
care
part.
Of.
Look, I'm just going to take the rest of the show off, Megan, let you finish.
Oh, no, I'm just watching you choking over there.
Yeah, I got a little tickle in the throat.
You got
a little tickle in the throat.
Tickle in
it happens.
Throat. Mm-hmm, it does.
It happens.
And welcome to the world of radio.
Oh, it's so lovely.
I wish y'all could see Eldon because he comes in every Friday and he has his red shirt on, his fringe, his cowboy hat. He's got the red shoes. And it really does brighten up my day because he does bring the smiles. His theme song is Sunny from Stevie Wonder. But I'll tell you what, when he comes into an event and starts meeting and greeting folks, you really are a great ambassador for Sunny's Barbecue.
I appreciate
it. You really do a great job. And you're an ambassador for the chamber, too.
Not
that you don't have enough on your plate.
Yeah. Well, they kind of go hand in hand. A lot of the same things, you know, for work and then the chamber. But always glad to support those folks out there that do such a great job representing the business community and helping support small businesses.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
It's always fun.
Okay, well, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer for Sunny's Barbecue. Just a minute or so left here, Eldon. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Yeah, we got sunnysbbq.com is going to be the place you can go to for all your local locations. You're going to find out whatever's closest to you. sunnyscatering.com. You can go there to find some of our catering options. Excuse me. And definitely check that out. Whether you need a pickup catering, a delivery, or our team to come out and serve it for you, we can take care of you either of those ways.
And when you talk about catering, it's not just for 10 people. You have the capacity to do how many?
We say 10 to 10,000.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
And I've seen you at some of the bigger events, and it really is impressive because the food is hot, it's always good, and y'all just do a super job. Okay.
There's the music.
There it is,
saved
sir.
By the music.
All right. What's that website one more time?
Yeah, sunnysbbq.com.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for being
here,
Meg. On Friday.
See you next week.
Appreciate all that you do. sunnysbbq.com. You can download the app there. You can find out the locations and enjoy some barbecue this weekend.